Well, here we are on Stories and Stuff. This is Joy Bubbles in Minneapolis, your storyteller, and today I'm going to tell about the time in fourth grade when I disrupted the whole school and spent the afternoon with the principal, or most of the day with the principal, actually. And I realized that in all the 12 years of doing Stories and Stuff, I've never told that story here. How about that? Well, it all started with a rock that I could hold in my hand and a little piece of wood. That's actually what disrupted the whole school. I went to show and tell that day. We had still had it in fourth grade. It was in Fort Lauderdale. We had a wonderful teacher named Mrs. Stanley. And she even told me that before she was married, her name was Mrs. Desideri. And about how people change their names when they get married. But we had show and tell, and that day there was a little girl that bought a doll with a little tiny baby carriage, and the guy bought his cap gun and was talking about when he shoot the whole roll of caps, it would miss some, and he could put the roll back in, and it would get those caps, and he wanted to shoot it in class, but the teacher didn't want him to stink up the class and everything. And then it came to me, and I said, well, I have a rock that floats and a piece of wood that sinks. And one of the kids said, hey, you know, rocks sink and wood floats. Another kid said, you're lying to us. There's no rocks that, you know, I've never seen, all the rocks I've seen sink and the wood says it floats. You're a liar, or something like that. And the teacher said, well, we don't know that for sure. And kid said, well, have you ever seen a rock float and wood sink? And the teacher, Ms. Stanley, said, well, no, but, you know, doesn't mean that there hasn't been. It just means that I haven't actually seen that happen. So we got talking, and the teacher said, you know, well, we could get some water, and, well, we don't really want to go into the bathrooms to do it. Oh, I know what. You know what? There's a big sink in the teacher's lounge, but maybe one of you could go. Oh, no, that wouldn't work. Oh, well, let's just go the whole class, all of us, and kind of be quiet because teachers kind of go in there to rest and stuff, so we got to kind of be quiet. Well, all there was like nine of us in the class of blind people at the time, and it's pretty hard for kids to be quiet when they're all together like that. And we went into the teacher's lounge, which I think was unheard of. We had never been in there before. And sure enough, there was a large sink, and she put a lot of water in it. And the first one to have the rock was the kid that had called me a liar. And he threw it in the sink real hard, so of course it sunk. But he waited, and there it came up. He was one of the partially sighted ones. And he saw it come back up again, and it was floating. He pushed it down a few times and was very perplexed. Well, the teacher said, gentle, gentle, when he was going to put the wood in there. And he put it in there gently, and it sunk right away. And, the rock is pumice, or lava rock, and it's sort of porous. It's cooled so fast from a volcanic eruption that a lot of air bubbles stay in it, and it makes it light for its size. And the wood is from South America. Some people call it ironwood. There's different kinds of really heavy, hard, dense wood from South America and Australia and maybe some other places that actually sink in water. And, every kid had to do it, you know. There was a lot of drying hands on paper towels, and then maybe the kid actually, after we dried our hands, having to do it again. And, you know, then a teacher was in there, and she kind of wondered what all the fuss was about. She'd never seen all these kids in the teacher's lounge, so she came over to see what was happening. And she was amazed to see the rock float and the wood sink. She was even handling it herself and pushing the rock down and watching it come up. And so she went and got some kind of reference book, an encyclopedia or something, and was reading us about the lava rock and wood that sinks and stuff like that. And she said, wait a minute, let me get my other class. So she got her whole class and brought them into the teacher's lounge too, and was showing them the water, you know, and the rock and everything. And then she was reading us both the encyclopedia again. And before long, one other teacher that saw it got her class in, too. So the teacher's room was getting kind of full. Luckily, it was a pretty big room. And there was kids sitting all over the floor and everything. And they were looking at the you know, the wood and the rock. And so the principal got involved, and he said, you know, what in the world is happening here? My school is, you know, or something. And so he started diddling with the rock and the wood in the sink. And then he realized he hadn't pulled the sleeves up of his coat, and he was dripping, and the kids were kind of laughing and everything at him. And he said, well, you know, one thing you're going to learn sooner or later, that principals aren't infallible. And one of the teachers asked me to spell infallible, which I did. I was known as a speller. And, you know, it was, he was kind of playing with it, and he said, this is fascinating. And so they were reading, the teacher was reading us again with the principal involved, reading some more of the, you know, the reference book again, talking about air bubbles in the rock. And she was, then the principal started explaining floating and sinking. He said, you know why the rock floats? He said, it's because it's lighter for its size than that same size of water. And anything that's lighter than that size of water will sink or will float in water if it's lighter. And if it's heavier than water for its size, then it'll sink. See, this wood, if that same amount of chunk of water was, you know, if you weighed them, you'd find that the wood is heavier than the water. And most wood is lighter than that size of water. And he was kind of giving us a talk like that. And so everybody was like going back and trying it again and everything. And, you know, and we ran out of paper towels, and his wife was coming anyway and bringing his kids. So the principal told her about it, and he said, bring a lot of paper towels, which pretty soon his wife and kids were there, and brought us some lunch and everything. We went ahead and ate our lunches in the office there, and the principal and everything was there, and brought us some extra snacks and everything to go with our lunch. And so we spent the afternoon kind of talking and playing with that rock and the wood. And, you know, we never did get anything else done that day. I think some of those teachers that had tests planned and everything, pretty soon, oh, the principal, by the way, before the, you know, when his wife was coming and everything, he got on the PA system, and I remember, this is Mr. Tudor, your principal, speaking. And he told all the teachers to bring the classes in there. We had, in the teacher's lounge, we had something interesting. So there was like 60 or 70 kids, I think, in the whole school. And everybody was in there, a lot of kids. And that's how it happened. That's how we spent the whole day. That's how I disrupted the whole school and spent most of the day with the principal, just over a rock and a piece of wood. And I thought, you know, it'd be neat to have this happen again, and I'd bring different things to show and tell, but it never really happened again. I brought a 50 caliber bullet, hoping that would, just a shell from World War II, and a couple kids kind of came up to the desk and looked at it quick and just went back to their seats and said, wow. And another time I brought a lock with a combination of six little dials that you could turn for six little numbers, and they used it. A guy from the Army had given it to me. And a couple kids looked at that and tried to find the combination and different things for a minute or two, but that was that. So I never did get to, you know, disrupt the whole school or get out of all those tests and everything like that again. I guess it was just one of those things that only happens once. And somehow the rock and the wood got lost in our move. Someday I'm going to find where they sell pumice and maybe some hard wood that don't float and carry them again. And just for old time's sake, to remember Miss Stanley and that day. I mean, everybody that was there at school was crowded into that teacher's lounge. I don't think the teacher's lounge was that noisy before or since after that. except, well, maybe some teachers get a little loud, but I think even when they're loud, they're a lot softer than us kids. Like they say, the acronym for faculty is frantic adults chasing unruly little tireless youngsters. Frantic adults chasing unruly little tireless youngsters. There's another acronym, too, that there's a suburb here in the Twin Cities called Edina, E-D-I-N-A. And I learned this from a teacher of preschool kids. She said, Edina really is what every child, the message they're giving. It's every day, I need attention, E-D-I-N-A. Oh, well, next time there'll be another story. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. Stay strong and find some time to play. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To re-record, press 2. To review your message, press 3. To enter your laser mail security code, press 4.